Israel says it will defy any ICJ ruling against Rafah operation. By Joel B. Polak on May 23, 2024. The Israeli government said Thursday that it will ignore any ruling this week by the International Court of Justice, ICJ, at The Hague against the ongoing operation against the last Hamas battalions in Rafah. The ICJ said Thursday that it will issue a decision Friday afternoon on the urgent application brought by South Africa against the Rafah operation, which was argued in front of the court last week. South Africa is separately accusing Israel of genocide at the court. Israeli government spokesman Avi Heiman, responding to a question from Breitbart News about Israel's response to the imminent ruling, declared, "No power on earth will stop Israel from protecting its citizens and going after Hamas in Gaza. We will destroy Hamas. We will return peace and security to the people of Israel and to the people of Gaza. We cannot go on with a genocidal terrorist regime on our southern border. We will destroy Hamas," he emphasized. Heiman also noted that Israel had been receiving a number of questions about the Rafah crossing with Egypt, which Egypt had closed since Israeli troops took control of the Gaza side of the crossing earlier this month. Heiman cited an interview on MSNBC with Israeli Minister of Strategic Affairs Ron Dermer. "Egypt could have helped countless Palestinian civilians get out of harm's way by opening its doors temporarily to refugees leaving war zones in Gaza, like many countries did for Syrian refugees and like dozens of countries, including Israel, did for Ukrainian refugees. Egypt is pic.twitter.com/i7vcjsjrqw. Ron Dermer, at AMB Dermer, May 23, 2024. He added that humanitarian aid continued to flow into Gaza from other entry points, including the floating pier constructed by the U.S. Navy. Heiman said that 27 trucks and 371 pallets of humanitarian aid had entered Gaza through the pier and reached the humanitarian aid distribution center operated by international aid organizations. "There have been reports that most of the aid offloaded from the pier thus far has been stolen in Gaza before being distributed." In response to a question about Germany's recent statement that it was legally obligated to execute an arrest warrant against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, should one be issued by the International Criminal Court, ICC, Heiman noted that Germany had referred to Hamas as the new Nazis after October 7, and suggested that obeying the ICC would mean backtracking on a commitment to remove Hamas from power. "Many in the world today need to check their moral compass. They need to be on the right side of history," Heiman said. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.